This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Britain on Saturday acclaimed a historic action plan by G7 nations to prevent future pandemics as the group showcases U.S.-led unity against China and Russia at its first in-person summit in almost 2 years. Collective steps include slashing the time taken to develop and license vaccines, treatments, and diagnostics for any future disease while reinforcing global surveillance networks. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is welcoming the health pack, and he says the UN agency will examine a British proposal to create a global pandemic radar to send early warnings of future outbreaks. However, aid charity Oxfam said the declaration, quote, does nothing to address the fundamental problems that are preventing vaccines being accessible to the vast majority of humanity. The declaration will be finalized Sunday, according to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, as he chairs the second day of a three-day summit. The G7, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States are largely focused on, quote, building back better after COVID-19 wrecked economies and claimed millions of lives around the world. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will hold a solo news conference after meeting his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin next week, denying a chance for the two to share an international stage. Putin held a 2018 news conference with Donald Trump, leading to shock when the then U.S. president cast doubt on the findings of his own intelligence agencies and flattered the Russian leader. Biden will meet Putin on June 16th in Geneva for a summit. And the White House has said Biden will bring up ransomware attacks from Russia, Moscow's aggression against Ukraine, the jailing of dissidents, and other issues. This is VOA News. Algeria held parliamentary elections on Saturday that the ruling establishment hopes will turn a page on political unrest amid a crackdown on dissent, but early indications suggest few people were voting. 2 years after mass demonstrations forced a veteran president to step down in Algeria's biggest political crisis for decades, the authorities are still struggling to quell the protest movement. Saturday's vote follows a presidential election in 2019 and a referendum on an amended constitution last year, but many Algerians still think real power is wielded by the army and security forces. Talks between Iran and global powers have restarted in Vienna with the goal of trying to restore a landmark nuclear agreement that the Trump administration abandoned in 2018. Senior diplomats from China, Germany, France, Russia, and Britain plan to meet Saturday at a hotel in the Austrian capital. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has signaled a willingness to rejoin the deal under terms that would see the United States scale back sanctions on Iran and Iran abide by limits on nuclear activity. Saudi Arabia announced Saturday it will allow 60,000 residents vaccinated against COVID to perform this year's Hajj, but Muslims from abroad will be barred for the second straight year. The Hajj is a must for able-bodied Muslims at least once in their lives and typically packs millions of pilgrims into congested religious sites and could be a major source of contagion amid the coronavirus pandemic. This year it would be, quote, open for nationals and residents of the kingdom, limited to 60,000 pilgrims, the Hajj ministry said, according to the official Saudi press agency. The pilgrimage is scheduled to be held in July and will be limited to those who have been vaccinated and are aged 18 to 65 with no chronic illnesses, it said. Only up to 10,000 Muslims took part in the Hajj in July last year, a far cry from 2.5 million who participated in the five-day pilgrimage in 2019 before the pandemic. And Britain's Queen Elizabeth viewed a scaled-down military ceremony at Windsor Castle to mark her official birthday Saturday, her first since the death of her husband Prince Philip 2 months ago. The 95-year-old monarch was accompanied by her cousin Prince Edward, the Duke of Kent, for a socially distanced version of the Trooping the Colour, a ceremony which has been staged for more than 260 years. The event comes a day after the Queen hosted leaders of the Group of Seven Rich Nations for a reception in Cornwall, southwest England, where they're holding a three-day summit. On Sunday, the Queen will also meet U.S. President Joe Biden and his wife Jill for tea at Windsor before he heads off for further meetings in Europe. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.